So, what's the format? Just...
Kako je
format? Okay. So you're gonna... So you will choose them, is it? Even us will read them and then we'll reply. So usually we do it like this, at these camp. The question is asked and then one sannyasi or manida answers and then the next one answers and then the next, it's just you, whatever comes to you, you get like that.
Everyone takes a different question.
Yeah. Although sometimes the questions are thrown from one person to another for various reasons. Is Manida Prabhu on his way?
Coming.
He's coming, okay. Just like there's a question about household wife or something, I might give it to him. So.
Okay, the first question says, Suhota Swami kaže da mi razumijemo značenje svih riječi, na primjer avion, kamen i slično, zato što je Krišna u njima. I citira Vedanta Sutru 2.3.15 koja kaže, svaka riječ je ime gospoda. Molim te reci nešto o tome, na koji način Krišna određuje značenje riječi i na koji način se nalazi u jeziku. So Suhota Swami says that we can understand the meaning of all words, for example, airplane, stone, and etc., because Krishna is within them. And he quotes Vedanta Sutra 2.3.15, which says, every word is the name of the Lord. Can you please say something about that? In which way Krishna determines the meanings of the words, and in which way is he present in the language?
I was going to say that you answer the first question, as I've just been speaking for the last 1.5 hours.
Such a nice question to answer.
No.
In what way is Krishna the sound, the meaning of every word?
Kako je Krishna značenje svake riječi? In which way Krishna determines the meaning of the words, and in which way is he present in the language?
Well, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yad yad vibhudimat sattvam, shrimad orjitam eva va, tat tat eva avagachetvam, mamate jangsa sambhavan. Whatever glory, whatever beautiful, mighty, and glorious creations there are, they spring from but a spark of my splendor.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita kaže, sve što je veliko, veličanstveno, je samo djelić moje... samo je djelić moga sjaja.
And in the Brahma Samhita it says that every Krishna is in every atom of every universe.
I u Brahma Samhiti se kaže da je Krishna u svakom atomu svakog univerzuma.
And within Krishna is everything.
A unutar Krishna je sve.
So explain how he does it, you'll have to ask him. I couldn't do it.
Ako hoćete objašnjenje kako on to čini, onda ćete morati pitati njega, ja ne znam.
It just so happens. Bhavanam janmanam ante gyanamamam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti siramahatma sudurlabha. Krishna says, when you pass through many births and deaths and you cultivate knowledge, then gradually one day you'll find out that everything is Krishna.
Krishna kaže, kada prolazite kroz mnoga rođenja i smrti i akumulirate znanje, jednom ćete doći do toga da je sve Krishna.
So factually the universe is manifested by Krishna's desire.
U načelu univerzum se manifestira po Krishnoj želji.
And therefore in one sense he's everything.
I u jednom smislu on je sve.
But he says I'm not under the control of the material energy.
Ali on kaže ja nisam pod kontrolom materijalne energije.
So what to speak of the meaning of words, or he's everything, not only words, he's everything.
I što sad govoriti o značenju riječi kad je on sve, ne samo riječi.
How he does it, he says by his inconceivable potency.
Kako on to čini, on kaže svojom nepojmljivom moći.
So since it's inconceivable, what am I going to say?
Pošto je on nepojmljiv, šta ja mogu reći sad
o tom? Only Krishna, he reveals his inconceivable potency, can you conceive of it?
Jedino Krishna može otkriti svoju nepojmljivu energiju i učiniti je pojmljivom.
And anyhow, our business is not, our main business is to find out what Krishna wants us to do.
U stvari, naš glavni zadatak je da saznamo što Krishna želi da mi činimo.
not to try and figure out Krishna's omnipotent energies.
A ne da pokušavamo shvatiti Krišnine sve moguće energije i misliti da ih možemo razumjeti svojim ograničenim mozgom.
Then we'll be able to do the same thing as Krishna is doing.
Jel onda bismo radili istu stvar koju radi Krišna.
So better we stick to what's within the realm of our intellectual capacity.
Bolje da ostanemo unutar okvira svojih intelektualnih sposobnosti.
Usually that's what does Krishna really want us to do to serve him?
Jel ono što Krišna zaista želi da radimo i da ga služimo.
Therefore, in one sense, Prabhupada says, dry arguments and absurd inquiries are condemned.
Zbog toga, Prabhupada kaže, suho argumentiranje i nepotrebna pitanja se osuđuju.
One should not only hear submissively.
Osoba ne treba samo podložno slušati.
But one should get a clear understanding.
Nego osoba treba imati jasno razumijevanje kroz predavanje,
service,
kroz službu
and inquiry.
I ispitivanje, propitivanje.
So my question is, if you understand the answer to that question, how will that affect your devotional service to Krishna?
I moje pitanje, ako razumiješ odgovor na ovo pitanje, kakvog to utjecaja ima na tvoje služenje Krishne?
What will you do different in your devotional service that will make it more pure by understanding that?
Ako razumiješ odgovor na ovo pitanje, kako će to tvoju službu učiniti boljom i čistom?
And even if I could give the answer, what would be your qualification to understand it?
Čak i kada bih ja mogao dati odgovor, koja je tvoja kvalifikacija da ga razumiješ?
And above everything, how is that question exactly connected with devotional service? What inspires that question?
Stvari, šta inspirira ovo pitanje? Kako je ovo pitanje povezano sa predanim služenjem?
I don't know. Maybe it does. I mean, maybe someone has an answer to that.
Možda neko ima odgovor na to.
But I think generally our question should be something that will help us do become more submissive.
Ali generalno mislim da naša pitanja treba biti takva da nas poboljšaju našu službu, da nas čine predanijim Krišni.
And develop more devotion for Krishna.
I da razvijemo više predanosti Krišni.
And if it doesn't,
a ako ona to ne čini,
I mean, it may be a nice question in some respect, but
to može biti lijepo pitanje u mnogim aspektima.
I personally wouldn't have an answer to it.
Ali ja lično nemam odgovor na njega.
I mean, the whole world, Krishna says, is full of his singing. Krishna book.
Krishna kaže, čitav svijet je pun njegove pjesme.
But everyone is understanding in a different way.
Ali svako je razumije na različite načine.
Sadva nirupa sarvasha sharad bhaviti bharata sharoma yoyam purusho yoyaschara sevasaha. Under the influence of the material nature, one evolves a particular type of faith.
Pod utjecajem materijalne prirode osoba stječe različite vrste vjere.
And according to one's activities, according to that faith, one will evolve another kind of faith.
I zahvaljujući svojim aktivnostima i pod utjecajem vjere osoba razvija druge vrste vjere.
So the conclusion from what I'd have to say is that we should understand that everything comes from Krishna.
Razumijevanje zaključak koji želim dati je da trebamo shvatiti da sve potječe od Krišne.
Now our business is to find out whatever Krishna has given us, how to utilize that in his service to please him.
A naš zadatak je da shvatimo kako sve ono što nam je Krišna dao upotrijebiti da bismo služili njega.
That would be the most important thing.
To bi bila najvažnija stvar.
As far as how we perceive things, right now we don't see Krishna.
A što se tiče naše percepcije stvari, sada trenutno mi ne vidimo Krishnu.
Nor do we even see the things that around us in relation to Krishna.
Niti vidimo stvari oko sebe u vezi sa Krishnom.
So let us just accept that everything is Krishna's property.
A zato prihvatimo sad da je sve Krishnino vlasništvo.
Meant for his service.
I da je namijenjeno za njegovo služenje.
And utilize things for Krishna's service.
I koristimo stvari da bismo služili njega.
Then we'll remember Krishna.
Onda ćemo se sjećati Krishna.
And then we'll see things in relation to Krishna.
I onda ćemo vidjeti stvari u odnosu sa Krishnom.
That's probably within our capacity.
To je vjerovatno unutar naših moći.
Would you like to add to that more?
Da li želiš dodati nešto?
There are many philosophers in the world.
Da, u svijetu postoje mnogi filozofi.
And there are some basic philosophical problems that what they call philosophical problems that arise.
I postoje neki osnovni filozofski problemi, odnosno ono što nazivaju filozofskim problemima.
Or what they consider unsolved or unsolvable mysteries.
Ili ono što smatraju nerješivim misterijama.
Language is mystical.
Jezik je mističan.
If I say to you, I saw a cow, you'll understand what I meant, although it's just some sounds which are emanating from my mouth.
Ako ja vama kažem, vidio sam kravu, vi ćete razumjeti što sam rekao, u biti to je samo neki zvuk koji emanira iz mojih usta, izlazi iz mojih usta.
The sound cow is connected with when we hear the sound cow, we conceptualize a generic cow within our mind.
Kada čujemo taj zvuk krava, onda mi u svome umu konceptualiziramo neku generičku kravu, koja prototip krave.
So in linguistics it's considered a mystery how one person saying something can, how that can communicate the even complex concepts using different words, and one, the idea which is in someone's mind, which is formed by words, becomes transmitted to another person.
I u lingvistici je to jedna stvar, smatra se mističnim, kako to da jedna ideja koja se nalazi u nečijem umu se pretvara u zvuk i onda ta ista ideja se pojavljuje u umu druge osobe.
So that problem is very simply solved by Krishna.
I taj problem je vrlo jednostavno riješio Krishna.
He is the substantive principle in everything.
On je taj važni princip u svemu.
Rasoham apsu kunteya, then he is the taste of water.
On je ukus vode.
Tejas tejasvinamaham, he is the power of the powerful.
On je snaga jakih.
Everything is defined by its characteristics.
Sve se definira uz pomoć karakteristika koje taj brain posjeduje.
And the definitive characteristic of everything, as Maharaj was quoting, yad yad vibhuti mad sattvam, that is Krishna.
A definirajuća karakteristika svega, kao što je Maharaj objašnjavao, je jednostavno Krishna.
All variety expands from Krishna.
Sva raznolikost se ekspandira iz Krishna.
All energies are Krishna.
Sve energije su Krishna.
So the principle by which words represent concepts and they can be communicated to others, that the life force or in that is Krishna.
I princip po kojem se ideje mogu pretvarati u zvukove na kojem riječi imaju značenje, ta životna snaga unutar svega toga je u stvari Krishna.
Or as the impersonalists would say, Brahman.
Ili kao što bi im personalisti rekli, to je
Brahman. They have an idea that there is one basic energy of which all manifestations are a somehow or other, although everything is one, all energies are a manifestation of the one Brahman.
I njihovo razumijevanje da ih, iako se očituju različitosti, da su to sve manifestacije jedne te iste energije, da su sve manifestacije Brahmana.
But Krishna explains that all the energies are a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Krishna makes everything possible.
Krishna objašnjava da on čini sve mogućim, da su sve energije manifestacije njega.
So there's a, it's a vast subject.
To je jedna velika tema.
Vedanta Sutra touches on some of that.
I Vedanta Sutra dodiruje neke od tih tema.
It's not a new, it's a linguistic, the whole discussion of how sound, and this is a major theme of Vedanta Sutra, how sound, how sound communicates the truth.
To je jedna od glavnih tema Vedanta Sutra, kako to da zvuk komunicira, odnosno prenosi istinu.
So, for those who are Gyanis, bahunam janmanam ante gyanabham prapadyante, if they can come to this understanding that what they're searching for in every field is Krishna.
Ako gyani mogu doći do tog razumijevanja da je ono što oni, za čim oni u stvari tragaju na svakom polju znanja je Krishna,
then they understand Vasudeva sarvamiti, then everything clicks, then they can understand how everything works when they understand that Krishna is behind everything and is everything. And
i onda jednostavno im nešto klikne i oni shvate da je Krišna iza svega, a sve se jednostavno na neki način posluži.
It's the perfect explanation of everything, otherwise everything remains mystical.
To je savršeno objašnjenje svega, inače sve ostaje mistično.
Still it's mystical, as Maharaj was saying, we don't know how Krishna does it.
Još uvijek je mistično, kao što je Maharaj rekao, mi ne znamo kako Krišna to čini.
But as Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, it is he is the substantive principle of everything.
I kao što Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, on je taj bitni princip svega.
And if we can accept that, it becomes very easy to understand if we just see Krishna everywhere and in everything.
I postaje lako za shvatiti ako vidimo Krishnu u svemu.
Otherwise it remains ununderstandable. Everything will always be a mystery unless we accept Krishna.
Ako ne prihvatimo Krishnu, sve će onda ostati nerazumljivo.
Unless we accept Krishna's inconceivable energy, everything remains inconceivable. As soon as we accept his inconceivable energy, then everything becomes conceivable.
Jer sve će ostati nepojmljivo ako ne prihvatamo Krishnu nepojmljivu energiju. Ako prihvatimo njegovu nepojmljivu energiju, onda sve postaje pojmljivo, shvatljivo.
So Vedanta Sutra is for a very complicated, intellectually minded people.
Vedanta Sutra je namijenjena za vrlo komplicirane intelektualne ljude.
There's no need to be complicated in devotional service. It's often an obstacle.
U predanom služenju ne trebamo biti komplicirani, to je često i prepreka.
But there are such people in the world and they usually spew out complicated nonsense.
I postoje takvi ljudi na svijetu i oni jednostavno imaju izljeve tih kompliciranih izjava.
And people think they are intelligent and they're misled by such people.
I ljudi misle da su oni inteligentni, jednostavno zavedeni su od strane tih ljudi.
So for those who have very big brain capacity like Suhotra Swami had, they can get into all this and sort out all the complex nonsense of all the complex intellectuals and give them the actual understanding.
Onda osobe koje imaju veliki intelektualni kapacitet kao što imao Suhotra Swami mogu ući u sve te stvari i razlučiti jednostavno sve te složene gluposti koje su napisali složeni intelektualci i jednostavno im dati ono što je esencija svih stvari.
And for the rest of us we can chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
A mi ostali možemo pjevati Hare Krishna i biti
sretni. And study Bhagavad Gita as it is.
I proučavati Bhagavad Gita kako jest.
Yeah. For a few people there may be a big intellectual need.
Za neke ljude postoji ta velika intelektualna potreba.
Yeah, and for people like that with big, very active brains, they need something like that, and it's there. Everything is there. And when they come to the end of all that, going through this philosophy, that philosophy, inside, upside down, this angle, that angle, they have Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything.
Naravno,
in the meantime, we're chanting Hare Krishna.
Naravno, takvim ljudima koji imaju velike intelektualne sposobnosti je potrebno nešto takvo da idu kroz sve te filozofije gore dole i da na kraju će onda svega toga shvatiti Vasudevam Sarvamiti i Krishna je sve. A u međuvremenu mi ćemo pjevati Hare Krishna.
Of course, Suhotra Swami is also chanting Hare Krishna. That's why he understood everything.
Ja, naravno, Suhotra Swami također pjevao Hare Krishna i zato je sve i shvatio. For Bhakti Vikash Maharaj. U knjizi Jaya Prabhupada kažeš da nam je Prabhupada dao ontologiju i epistemologiju. Molim te, reci mi, da li u ontologiju spada samo pet glavnih tema Gite ili ih ima još? I da li je vedska epistemologija samo Guru Sadhu Shastra ili još nešto? In the book Jaya Prabhupada, you said that Prabhupada gave us ontology and epistemology. Please tell us, does this ontology include only the five main topics of the Gita, or is there something else? And also, is the Vedic epistemology only Guru Sadhu Shastra, or is there something more?
The answer to both questions is yes and no.
Odgovor na oba pitanja je da i ne.
Both answers are perfectly correct.
Oba odgovora su savršena.
Yeah, everything, what is there? Actually, Ishvara, Prakriti, kala, karma, jiva. These are everything is included within these five subjects.
Unutar tih pet tema Bhagavad Gita sve je uključeno.
Then if we examine more, then there are subcategories, unlimited subcategories.
Ako idemo dalje proučavati, onda postoje neograničene podkategorije.
Right down to this. This is also a sub category.
Ovo je također na pod kategorija.
And then what was that, epistemology? Guru Sadhu Shastra, yes?
Da. Što se tiče epistemologije Guru Sadhu Shastra.
Is there any other?
Ima li što tu još nešto?
Yes and no.
Da i ne.
Everything is condensed within that.
Sve je sažeto.
As we were just discussing, Jiva Goswami presented 10.
Jiva Goswami je predstavio 10 pramana,
of which they can be condensed into 3.
Koje se mogu sažeti u 3.
So, yeah, and then the discussion of Shabda Pramana, and then the language, words, communication,
o jeziku, o riječima,
how does it work, all this question that comes up, just what we were discussing just now. Because the philosophers, they want to analyze everything and get everything just right.
Jer filozofi žele sve analizirati da sve bude potaman, baš svi detalji.
So they'll ask questions like, I say, one person says this, and then the other person understands it. How does he understand it? Does he get exactly the right idea? All these questions are going on. What is the communication? Something's written in Shastra, and how is that to be understood?
I onda oni analiziraju, jedna osoba nešto kaže, a druga to shvati, da li je shvatila to tačno tako kako treba ili nešto drugo, onda je napisano u šastrama kako to shvatiti.
Excruciatingly complex questions.
I ovo su jako iscrpno, jako komplicirana pitanja.
But very simply, yes, guru, sadhu and shastra. Simply, straightforwardly, that's perfect.
Ali savršeno izravan odgovor je da, guru, sadhu, shastra.
But then again we have to understand, who is guru? Who is sadhu? What is shastra?
Ali onda opet moramo shvatiti ko je guru, ko je sadhu, šta je to šastra.
How do we understand shastra from guru? Is the guru, he's explaining shastra, has he become more than shastra, or is shastra more than guru? And then the role of our own intelligence, and there are so many points to consider.
I onda guru, da li je guru koji objašnjava šastru više od šastra ili šastra viša od njega, toliko poanti koje tu treba shvatiti.
So we should have a research institution and have all these points analyzed in great detail for the dwindling race of philosophers. It was never a very big race in the first place, but they've been replaced by Batman, Spider-Man, Tom and Jerry, Miss World and David Beckham and all these people.
Znači trebamo imati institut koji će se baviti istraživanjem i koji će sve ove poante vrlo detaljno istražiti, tako da se one mogu prezentirati toj nestajućoj rasi filozofa koja nikad nije ni bila tako velika i koju danas zamjenjuju Batman, Spider-Man, David Beckham i tako svi ti neki ljudi.
So Srila Prabhupada said that the philosophical department of the university, they keep it open even though there's only one or two people. So
Prabhupada je rekao na univerzitetima drže otvorenima te odsjeke za filozofiju ako tamo studira jedna
Everything we need to be fully Krishna conscious is in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Sve što nam je potrebno da bismo bili u potpunosti svjesni Krišne se nalazi u Prabhupadovim knjigama.
To substantiate this to the wranglers, not jeans, that means people who wrangle, they go on discussing and never come to any conclusion. We should present this in all detail. We should history, philosophy, science, all points. All the libraries of the world should be replaced with Krishna conscious literature in every subject.
Znači, da bismo to objasnili onima koji samo špekuliraju i nikada ne dolaze do nekog zaključka, trebamo sve ove poante objasniti. Sve biblioteke u svijetu stvari treba zamijeniti knjigama svjesnima Krišne koje objašnjavaju na svim poljima u znanosti i slično.
And for there was so much, the Buddhists destroyed a whole bunch, and then the Muslims destroyed a whole bunch, and whatever's left is just being eaten by termites.
jer vedska literatura toliko su mnogo uništili razni osvajači u Indiji kao muslimani, a budisti, a onda ostatak jedu termiti.
But we should have the Krishna conscious, we should get the answer to all philosophies of the world, the perfect answer.
Svjesno s Krišna, mi trebamo dati savršeni odgovor za sve filozofije u svijetu.
Yeah, then. Next question.
Što znači usredotočiti um na svevišnju božansku osobu i usmjeriti inteligenciju na svevišnju božansku osobu? What does it mean to focus the mind on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to focus the intelligence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
So Krishna says, Savasya chaham ridhi sanavishto matak smritira jnanam aponam cha. That from Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness.
Krishna dolazi sjećanje, znanje i zaborav.
If we hear from Guru, Sadhu and Shastra,
ako slušamo od Gurua, Sadhu i Shastra,
and accept what they say,
ako prihvatimo ono što kažu,
then Krishna gives us remembrance of him,
onda nam Krishna daje sjećanje na njega,
knowledge about him,
daje nam znanje o njemu,
and forgetfulness of material concepts,
i daje nam zaborav na materijalne koncepte.
And if we don't hear from Krishna,
ako ne slušamo od Krishna,
or from Sadhu,
ili od Sadhua,
or from Shastra,
ili od Shastra,
Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, then the result is Krishna helps us forget him,
onda je rezultat taj da nam Krishna pomaže da ga zaboravimo.
Gives us knowledge about things that apart from him.
Daje nam znanje o stvarima koje su mimo njega.
Remembrance, knowledge and forget, and helps us forget him.
I pomaže nam da ga zaboravimo.
So that depends upon us. Intelligence is stated as one of Krishna's energies.
To zavisi od nas. Rečeno je da je inteligencija jedna od Krišnih energija.
That energy the jiva's soul is supposed to develop in association with devotees.
A tu energiju je jiva bi trebala da razvije u društvu bhakta.
By submissive hearing.
I to poniznim slušanjem.
And service.
I služenjem.
And Krishna says, "The dami buddhi yogam tam." I give the intelligence by which one can come to me.
I Krishna kaže, ja dajem inteligenciju zahvaljujući kojoj možeš doći meni.
And he says, Indriyani paranyahur andriyevyak paramanak manasas tu puro budhir yobude paratasu saha. So when we use that intelligence that Krishna gives us to connect with him, then when we connect with him, automatically the mind and the senses become purified.
Krishna kaže, kada tu inteligenciju koristimo da se povežemo sa njim, onda automatski se pročišćavaju naše naša um inteligencija, onda se uključujemo u njegovo služenje.
Therefore one cannot think about, but one will only think about Krishna.
Tada će osoba misliti samo na Krishna.
Or as Krishna says, for one who can see me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost to him, nor is he ever lost to me.
I Krishna kaže, onaj ko me vidi u svemu i ko vidi sve u meni, on nikad za mene nije izgubljen, niti sam ja izgubljen za njega.
So when we use the intelligence that Guru Sadhu and Shastra give us in Krishna's service, then the result is bhakti pareshanu vyaktir anyatra trika ekakala apanamanasya tashnatosus tushti pushti shudapai nugasam. Then naturally we become detached from all things that draw our mind away from Krishna.
I kada koristimo tu inteligenciju u službi, onda prirodno naš um se odlači od svih onih stvari koje nas sprečavaju u služenju.
Our natural love for Krishna and everything in relation with Krishna is invoked.
Znači, budi se naša ljubav za Krishnu i za sve ono što je vezano za Krishnu.
And we're able to see more clearly how everyone and everything is related to Krishna.
I onda možemo jasnije vidjeti kako je sve i svako vezano za Krishnu.
And therefore the mind will be utilized in Krishna's service.
I stoga će um biti upotrebljen u služenju Krishne.
Or as Krishna says, udaradatmanatmanam atmanam avasedayat atmaiva yatmano pandur atmaiva ripur atmanaha For one who's conquered the mind is the best of friends, and for one who's failed to do so, his very mind will be the greatest enemy.
Kao što Krišna kaže, za onoga ko je ovladao svojim umom, on će mu postati najbolji prijatelj, a onaj ko nije to učinio, on će mu biti neprijatelj.
And for one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is already reached, for he has attained tranquility. For such a person, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, all the same.
Jer takva osoba je dosegla mir i za takvu i
For one who has conquered the mind,
onaj koji kontrolira, koji je osvojio svoj um,
the super souls are reached,
na duša je već dosegnuta za takvu osobu,
for he has attained tranquility,
jer on je dosegao mir.
For such a person,
za takvu osobu,
happiness and distress,
sreća i nesreća,
heat and cold, heat and cold,
vrućina i hladnoća,
honor and dishonor,
čast i nečast,
they're all the same.
Oni su svi isti.
And Krishna analyzes this in the Bhagavad Gita.
I Krishna to analizira u Bhagavad Giti.
In Prabhupada, indriyani mano buddhir asya dishtanam uchite haitara vimo yat yesha gyanam avritya dehinam. The senses, the mind and the intelligence,
znači osjetila um, inteligencija,
are the sitting places of lust,
oni su sjedišta gdje se nalazi požuda,
which veils the real knowledge of the living entity,
koja sakriva pravo znanje od živog bića,
and bewilders him,
izbunjuje ga.
And then Prabhupada says that everything begins with hearing.
I Prabhupada onda kaže da sve počinje sa slušanjem.
When we hear the glories of sense gratification,
kad čujemo slave osjetilnog uživanja,
naturally the soul becomes, the mind becomes absorbed in thoughts, or the senses become agitated by desires for sense gratification.
I onda čula, osjetila postaje uznemirena zbog misli o osjetilnom uživanju.
Then next, the intelligence becomes the capital of the lusty propensities.
I onda inteligencija postane glavno mjesto tih težnji za uživanjem.
Lusty intelligence influences the spirit soul.
Ta požudna inteligencija utječe na duhovnu dušu.
To acquire a false ego.
I koja onda stiče lažni ego.
And thus misidentify itself with the mind and senses for sense gratification.
I koja se onda pogrešno poistovjećuje sa umom i osjetilima radi osjetilnog uživanja.
Just like as I've said before, a man is on the street.
Kao što sam govorio prije, muškarac je na ulici.
And he sees a beautiful woman.
I ugleda prelijepu ženu.
And immediately the mind and senses say, go get her.
I odjednom um i čula kažu, idi, idi.
But there's a man next to her.
Ali pored nje je drugi muškarac.
And she has a dot on her forehead.
A ona ima točku na svom čelu.
So the intelligence says, wait a second.
A inteligencija kaže, čekaj malo.
She has a dot on her forehead.
Ona ima točku na čelu.
She has a man next to him.
Ona ima muškarca pored sebe.
She might be married.
Ona je možda udata.
And the mind senses say, oh, don't listen to that intelligence.
Onda on kaže, ma ne slušaj tu inteligenciju.
Always saying the same thing.
Uvijek priča istu stvar.
Next is going to quote from Bhagavad Gita.
I onda će citirati Bhagavad Gita.
Fanatic.
To je fanatik.
We know life is simple.
Mi znamo da je život
jednostavan. There's only one truth.
Samo je jedna istina.
If it feels good,
ako je dobro,
then
ako
prije, you do it.
Onda to učini.
Didn't you learn that in school?
Zar to nisi naučio u školi?
So the intelligence say, well, I don't know. This doesn't sound very intelligent.
Ona inteligencija kaže, pa ne znam baš, to ne zvuči jako inteligentno.
And therefore, the soul has to make a decision.
I stoga duša mora odlučiti.
If it doesn't have enough intelligence,
ako nema dovoljno inteligencije,
then naturally it'll just accept the dictation of the mind and senses.
Onda će jednostavno prihvatiti diktat uma i osjetila.
So the soul tells the intelligence,
i stoga duša kaže inteligenciji,
my dear intelligence,
moja draga inteligencija,
stop talking all this nonsense.
Prestani pričati sve te gluposti.
And this and that. Do something practical.
Učini nešto praktično.
Think of a way of meeting her.
Smisli način kako da se sretneš s njom.
So since the intelligence is subordinate to the soul,
i pošto je inteligencija podređena duši,
so the intelligence says, all right,
inteligencija kaže, u redu.
So write her a letter.
Napiši joj pismo.
Tell her she's the most beautiful woman you've seen.
Reci joj da je najljepša žena koju si ikad vidio.
And put in small letters in the last 2 weeks.
I onda malim slovima dopišu posljednje dvije sedmice.
Tell her she's you want her meet her in a dark secluded place.
Reci joj da želiš sresti na nekom mračnom skrovitom mjestu.
And there you'll give her everything.
I tamo ćeš joj dati sve.
The sun. Svanca.
Sorry.
The sun. Sun swan, sunce.
Aha, sunce, zalazak sunca.
So you said a sun.
The moon. That comes later.
To dolazi kasnije.
The moon.
Mjesec.
And she's really nice to you.
Iako je jako ljubazna prema tebi.
You'll throw in a few stars also.
Ubacit ćeš tu i par zvijezda.
But then the intelligence says, don't sign the letter.
A onda inteligencija kaže, ne potpisuj pismo.
Because that man next to her,
jer taj čovjek pored nje,
he's twice as big as you are.
On je dva puta veći od tebe. On je dva puta veći od tebe.
On the other hand, if the soul has enough intelligence, his intelligence is strong enough.
Ja, s druge strane, ako je inteligencija dovoljno snažna, ako duša ima dovoljno inteligencije,
then the soul tells the intelligence, think of a plan how to sell her a book.
Onda duša kaže, smisli plan kako da joj prodaš knjigu.
Go up to her.
Priđi.
Give her a Krishna book and give him a Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Daj joj Krishna book i Shrimad Bhagavatam.
Or a set of Chaitanya Charitamritas.
Boom, right.
And ask for 5 euros.
Yeah.
So that's different intelligence.
To je jedna drugačija
inteligencija. That intelligence will control the mind and senses.
Ta inteligencija će kontrolirati um i osjetila.
Engage them in Krishna's service.
Uključiti u služenje Krishne.
Krishna will appear.
Krishna će se pojaviti.
And the intelligence and senses and mind and the soul will all become ecstatic.
I osjetila um i duša će postati svi ekstatični.
Next question is to be answered by Manidhar Prabhu.
Sljedeće pitanje će odgovoriti Manidhar Prabhu.
In the meantime, we have sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita here for only 5 euros.
Ovdje imamo komplete Chaitanya Charitamrita za samo 5 eura.
You all have sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita at home, right?
Svi kod kuće imate komplet Chaitanya Charitamrita, zar ne?
Take another one, or two, or three.
Uzmite još jedan, ili dva, ili tri.
Only 5 euros, what a great gift.
Samo 5 eura, kakav
really cheap,
odličan poklon.
Okay, Gokul Chandra is going to take one.
Evo, Gokul Chandra će uzeti jedan.
Please, no, it's in Serbo-Croatian, in the old language.
Ne, na srpsko-hrvatskom, starom jeziku.
Please take, we humbly request you or dominatingly order you or fall at your feet or whatever.
Vam dominantno naređujemo,
whatever works, whatever you like.
Na vaša stopala, šta god da.
Take a few sets.
Uzmite nekoliko kompleta.
Give to your friends,
dajte prijateljima, neprijateljima.
Everyone.
Svima.
50 sets. We have 50 sets here.
Imamo 50 kompleta ovdje.
So, last time Manidhar Prabhu took some and sold them on the as he was driving back, right?
Prošli put Manidhar je uzao nekoliko kompleta i prodao ih usput dok se vraćao kući.
So Slovenes can also take them.
Slovenci
mogu također uzeti. There's an order from Slovenia.
Da, jedna narudžba iz Slovenije.
Lokesh Prabhu, how many sets are you taking?
Lokesh Prabhu, koliko setova
uzimaš?
Time
to get back into. You have to pay for them.
Al moraš plat.
He'll take nine. Okay. Yeah, okay. Take a set check and find out Nanda Patni and get. She's from Croatia. So get her a set to her, okay? I'll pay for it. I'm taking one set.
Ja uzimam jedan komplet.
We'll all sign it if you want special blessings.
Ako hoćete posebne blagoslove, svi ćemo potpisati.
We can all sign one book.
Možemo po jednu knjigu svi potpisati.
Is that all right?
Jel to u redu?
I volunteered you for a little service.
Okay.
It's worth it for distributing the books, right?
Vrijedi ako ćemo podijeliti knjige.
Harass you for that. Will you see that nonsense? They were harassing Lokanath Swami for signing said he was selling said to Bhagavatams and signing them. And instead of saying what a great thing he's selling Bhagavatams says, they were saying, why is he signing the book? Yeah, yeah, it's crazy people. In the Back to Prabhupada magazine.
Oh,
you ever seen that rag? I'm not idle, but, you know, I always get to see it somehow.
Right? I don't really take it seriously.
No, I don't think people do. But I look at it and I sometimes I discuss the points in classes because people are influenced by it.
Yeah.
A lot of people read it.
Well, they're just not rhythmics, they're blasphemy. They just criticize.
Yeah, there's not many. It's beautifully presented blasphemy. Zion is pretty good. So, what's the next question, please? If you can't read it, then don't bother. Take another one.
How great is significance of book distribution? Most of people seem not to understand the message, or they don't read much. What is their benefit? Of course, many people read also, but they are not taking Krishna consciousness so easy. Do we need more bridges, follow-up programs? Kolika je važnost dijeljenja knjiga? Čini se da većina ljudi ne razumije poruku ili jednostavno ne čitaju mnogo. Koja je dobrobit za njih? Naravno, mnogi ljudi također čitaju, ali ne prihvataju svjesnost Krišne tako lako. Da li nam treba više mostova ili follow-up programa, znači programa kojima ćemo poduprijeti to dijeljenje knjiga?
Am I supposed to answer this?
Yeah, okay. You've got till 8:30.
It seems like I have some reputation here. I can only relate to something Bhakti Vikash Maharaj said, I think, yesterday or the day before.
That
we have a clear evidence that Srila Prabhupada preached. You listen to his lectures. He preached about on a level of Krishna consciousness which was obviously not understood by this stoned hippies. How is it possible? If you want to have a visual evidence, look at the DVD documentary on Srila Prabhupada. And don't watch Srila Prabhupada, watch the disciples.
Imate dokaz na DVD-u taj dokumentarac, ali kad budete gledali taj DVD, nemojte gledati Srila Prabhupada, gledajte dole publiku.
The first DVD is you find this kind of figures lying there in a Sunday feast, going, stay high forever, Swami is great, you go up.
Znači, na prvim možete vidjeti te likove kako leže dole i ostane visoko za uvijek.
And just watch 2 years later.
I samo pogledajte dvije godine kasnije.
Same person.
Ista osoba.
Preaching philosophy.
Propovjeda filozofiju.
Watch 2 years later.
Pogledajte onda još dvije godine kasnije.
You have Prabhupada marching, across the fields in Mayapur and accompanied by sannyasis and same persons.
I onda dvije godine kasnije Šla Prabhupada maršira kroz polja Mayapura i za njim idu sannyasi, iste osobe.
How is this possible?
Kako je to moguće?
Because of purity.
Zbog čistoće.
So this is the point we have to work on.
I to je poanta na kojoj trebamo raditi.
We try to plaster our lack of purity with all kinds of substitutes.
Ako pokušamo zakrpati svoj nedostatak čistoće raznim zamjenama.
Trying to reach out people's minds.
Pokušavamo da segnemo
by somehow pleasing them,
нешто што, што ќе ни inspiring them, нешто што ќе ги инспирира.
And if it doesn't help in one level, we go one level deeper.
И ако тоа не помогне на едном ниво, идемо на дубли ниво.
And if that doesn't work, then we go one level deeper.
What do you mean?
I mean, with our presentation, you know, we go.
You mean lower?
Yes,
deeper?
Lower, exactly. Okay. No, that's wrong word, deeper, exactly, lower.
Значи, погрешна реч.
Below the mind.
Ако...
Yeah, actually. We go from the intelligence to the mind, and ultimately we are on the level of the senses.
Yeah. U stvari idemo sve niže i niže sa svojom prezentacijom. Prvo idemo na nivou inteligencije, ako to ne funkcionira,
how
idemo
can
na nivou uma,
how can we make you feel good so you accept Krishna consciousness?
Osjetila. Kako da učinimo da se osjećate dobro u svjesnosti Krishna?
Well, you can make me feel good when you give me a cigar, you know?
Pa možeš mi učiniti da se osjećam dobro ako mi daš jednu dobru cigaru.
Yeah, well, it's also vegetarian, okay, you know.
Da, također su i vegetarijanci, dobro.
Want to also have one? Yeah, I think Krishna consciousness is very good.
Krishna consciousness, ja sam s Krishna jako dobro.
I like you guys.
Sviđa se mi se dvije dečke.
But you want to stop with this?
Ali vi želite da prestanete.
Because the cigar will not please him either.
Jer ta cigareta ga neće zadovoljiti.
You have to come up with something even lower.
I onda ćete morati ići s nečim još nižim.
And by the time they love you all,
I dok to uradite,
you are worse as them.
Vi ćete gori od njih.
Maybe, you know. And you sit there with a beer glass in hand, cigar, you go, horrible. That's the end of preaching.
I onda sjedite tamo sa čašom piva i sa cigaretom i horrible, to je kraj propovjedanja.
So who is preaching to whom? Do they preach to you or you preach to them?
Pitanje ko kome propovjeda, ali vi propovjedate njima ili oni vama?
So therefore, you know, any Sankirtan devotee knows.
Svaki Bhakta Sankirtana zna.
It doesn't even matter what you say, really, on the street.
Nije čak ni bitno što kažem na ulici.
It means how you say it.
Nego kako to kažem.
If your sound vibration and the purpose is pure,
ako je vaša zvučna vibracija,
they will take the book. Even they don't understand.
Uzeti knjigu, on to ne razumiju.
Today, I give a very practical example. It's two German tourists here. Okay?
Dakle, jako praktičan
primjer. I spent with them like 1 hour.
Tu su bilo dvoje njemačkih turista. Danas, bio sam
tamo
jedan sat.
They were very good because they didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness.
Bili su jako dobri, nisu znali ništa.
They just drove the road here, back from the Liptička jezera.
Vozili su se nazad sa Liptička jezera.
So these people were walking across, you know.
Vidjeli ste ljude kako
hodili. And he told to his wife, we have to stop the car, this is wow, this is, you know, this people are, look at this, this is not Croatia, this is, oh, you know.
On je rekao svoje žene, pogledajte ljudi, mi moramo stati, ovo nije Hrvatska, ovo je nešto.
So he parked the camper here.
I onda su parkirali svoj kamper.
He came out and appeared in a Sunday, kind of, just when the prasadam was smaller.
Pojavili su se otprilike u vrijeme prasadama.
He had a very serious philosophical questions.
On je imao jako ozbiljna filozofska pitanja.
Actually, I don't remember him which ones.
Čak i ne sjećam koja.
The man was talking just some Mayavadi garbage. He didn't believe himself.
On je jednostavno pričao nekom Mayavadi.
He just repeated what he heard.
Samo ponavljao ono što
je čuo. He has to say something spiritual, I don't know.
Samo da bi rekao nešto kao duha.
I completely ignored what he's saying.
Ja sam jednostavno ignorirao to što je
govorio. And I tried a little bit rationally explain life comes from life and this and... He said, yes, life comes from life. The scientists are making the life. Yeah, you know. And I said, no, they don't make the life. They just, you know, try, but this is not life. He said, no, but it was moving. It was bubbling. I read in the newspaper. And that kind of level,
you know.
I told him, you cook water, it also comes alive, you know. You know. I told him, when you cook water, it also comes alive.
Kad kuhaš vodu, ono živi, jednostavno ih uvrti.
And I told him, do you believe in newspaper? You read in the newspaper? He said, no.
Novinama, zar vjerujete?
So I said, okay, next point.
Sljedeća point, hajmo dalje.
But the real thing, what really made an impact upon him, his wife also. And this is amazing. Not all the karmis get it that quickly. They just watch devotees all the time.
Utisak na njega.
They were aware of such a details which were going on in this room, you cannot imagine. You wouldn't see it.
Ono što je ostavilo najdublji utisak na njega je nešto što većina karmija ne shvati odmah.
He told his wife all the time, look at these people, you know, they are so happy.
Pogledaj ove ljude, oni su tako sretni.
And then he said, Look, they are serving each other all the time.
Pogledaj, oni služe jedni druge svo vrijeme.
And then he turned to me and he said, one doesn't see things like this every day, you know.
I onda se okrenuo meni. Čovjek ne vidi ovakve stvari svaki dan.
And then he got the prasadam, you know.
I onda je dobio prasadam.
And the wife, she was obviously not so small.
A njegova žena, ona nije bila baš tako mala.
So she said, I have to take more. We have more.
Još.
You know, she liked the sabji.
Sidio je se sabji.
And she was just... you know. And he said, yeah. And there was devotees all the time around. Can I serve you one more?
Okolo.
He said, well, no. This is, you don't get it in a restaurant like this, you know.
Ovako u restoranu ne možete dobiti. Ovako službu.
And he was brought chair. And the service stolice. Attitude was completely overpowering him.
I taj stav služenja ga je potpuno, you know, savladao.
And he said, it's only young people here.
I on je rekao, ovdje samo su mladi ljudi ovdje.
Look how they are serving each other, young people.
Gledaj kako služe jedni drugi ti mladi ljudi.
Young people don't serve each other like this.
Jel normalno mladi ljudi ne služe jedni drugi?
This was the thing which really stuck to him. He was so impressed.
I to je ono što je stvarno pogodilo ga, bio impresioniran. Tako propovjedano.
By action.
Djelovanjem. Primjerom.
By purity.
Čistoćom.
And the book.
A knjiga?
Me, do you understand everything what's in a book? I don't.
Čak ni vi ne razumijete sve što je u knjigama, ja ne razumijem.
You know, I don't understand what's in Prabhupada's books, everything. I just can think, oh, you know.
Ja ne razumijem sve što je u Prabhupada's knjigama. Ima nekih dijelova koje samo čitate.
You know, the universe was created. Great, I can just read this.
Univerzum je stvoreno, odlično, ja to mogu samo čitati. Ne razumijem.
And what do they understand?
A šta oni razumiju?
And this was point Bhakti Kash Maharaj made, and people became devotees.
I to je ono što je Bhakti Vikash Maharaj napravio poantu. Ljudi su postali bhakti, mnogi od njih.
Today we try to analyze why is it not happening today, you know. Yeah, times changed, and you know, and it's 2010, and yeah, and you know, and this is all patchwork. You know, we just try to explain our own incompetence and lack of purity. That's all.
I mi sad pokušavamo objasniti šta se desilo, pa da, vremena se promijenila, ovo je 2010. Ali sve su to zakrpe naše koje ima zakrpima nedostatak čistoće.
People will come simply because of the purity of the devotees.
Prabhupada je rekao, ljudi će jednostavno doći zbog čistoće bhakta.
That's so a person I cannot relate to this discussion, to this helpless, sometimes I have to say really pathetic attempts to please the conditioned soul.
Ponekad jednostavno moram reći patetične stvari da zadovoljimo uvjetovanu dušu.
Sometimes we even say, look, they were so happy, they all, yeah, they are devotees.
Nekad moramo reći, pogledaj, oni su svi sretni, oni su bhakti.
The question is, what are they doing?
A pitanje je šta oni rade.
Are they joining Srila Prabhupada's mission or not? Are they contributing to Srila Prabhupada's mission or not?
Da li se oni pridružuju Srila Prabhupadovoj misiji, da li joj doprinose ili ne?
Are we becoming the International Society for Hindu Consciousness?
I smo postali međunarodno društvo za svjesnost hinduizma.
Namaskar.
You know, that's it.
I to je to.
That was a devotional service, that's it.
I nema devocijske službe, to je to.
I can fly on Air India, I get the same thing. From the stewardess.
Namaskar.
It's the same thing. Does it mean she's a pure devotee?
Znači, na Air Indiji mogu dobiti istu stvar od stewardese. Namaskar.
That's it? This is what Prabhupada wanted us to end up with?
Zar je Prabhupada želio da na tome završimo?
This is something one should pray for.
To je nešto za što moramo moliti.
And Prabhupada prayed it. When he was on the ship, before he reached America, he prayed for that.
A Prabhupada je za to molio.
Please, Krishna, make my words so they can understand, they can take it.
Prabhupada je zato molio kada je plovio na brodu prema Americi. Krishna, molim te, učini da oni razumiju moje riječi.
And it was Krishna who did actually kick these hippies and just listen, pure devotee.
Jednostavno, Krishna je taj koji je udario te hippije. Slušajte ovoga čistog bhaktu.
Imagine when Prabhupada said, you have to accept spiritual masters, they ask him where to find him.
Zamislite, kada je Šila Prabhupada rekao, morate prihvatiti duhovnog učitelja, oni su pitali, a gdje ćemo ga naći?
And Prabhupada even didn't say, he didn't point, nothing. He just started to cry.
Prabhupada nije čak ni rekao, ni ukazao na sebe.
Said, my spiritual master saved me.
I on je rekao, moj duhovni učitelj me je spasio.
Then he realized, oh, maybe you are the spiritual master.
I onda su oni shvatili, da, možda si ti duhovni učitelj.
And Prabhupada said, if you think.
I Prabhupada je rekao, da, ako vi tako smatrate.
Then the whole movement started from that.
I odatle je počeo cijeli pokret.
So it's the faithfulness, it's the purity, it's the dedication which impress people and they want to be part of it.
To je vjera, to je čistoća, to je predanost i onda su ljudi impresionirani i žele biti dio toga.
Otherwise, weeks and weeks of seminar meetings, you know, they know that. Mayavadis do this all the time.
Inače, onda imamo sedmice i sedmice seminara, sastanaka, Mayavadi to znaju, on to radi stalno.
Yeah, you know, I'm now in Germany, it's very fashionable in Germany, it's a good business.
U Njemačkoj je to jako moderno, popularno, to je dobar biznis.
You rent a fancy hotel somewhere in the mountains, make a big posters, you know, come together and feel the inside, you know, and they come with their Mercedes, they park their BMWs, and they come out, you know, the German spirituality, you know, they come out, you know, and they go, oh, you know. You can get good business, man, it's 300 euros a day.
I to je ogroman posao u Njemačkoj, iznajme neki fini hotel tamo negdje u planini, onda svi dođu svojim Mercedesima, BMW-ovima i onda dođu na tu njemačku spiritualnost i onda tamo mentiraju, a naplaćuje im se 300 eura dan.
You know, little reiki massage, little kama sutra, they are happy, they go home, you know.
I onda šta dobiju? Dobiju malo reiki masaže, malo kama sutra i idu kući sretni.
You can say that was a successful program, they are all happy.
Da, ovo je uspješan program, svi su sretni.
And then what?
I šta onda?
Yeah, you can make some money like this.
Da, možete tako zaraditi novac.
Is this what we are supposed to go in this direction?
Zar želimo ići u tom pravcu?
So, I really like that point much made. That it's you know, it's when you tell the truth, people will respond, even they don't know. It's the soul.
Sviđa mi se poanta koju Maharaj napravio. Kad kažete istinu, ljudi će odgovoriti čak i ako ne razumiju.
How incompetent we were in our preaching methods when I joined in Germany in 1972, you know, it's like they didn't even know, it was half terroristic movement, the preaching, you know, it was like Maharama.
Koliko smo mi bili nesposobni u svojim propovjedačkim metodama 1972, pa mi smo bili poluteroristički pokret.
It was the devotees were going, you know, come join us, take revenge on a society, kill them all. That was like the movie.
Bakte su rekli, pridruži nam se, osvijeti se društvu.
And you know, and then the Bakhtas joined like this, you know.
Bakte su se pridruživali, da, meni je dosta ovoga društva.
Good, chant Hare Krishna.
Super, mantra Hare Krishna.
That was the mood.
To je bilo to.
I mean, how? But it was pure in that sense that everybody wanted someone to please Prabhupada. Even the concept of Prabhupada was not exactly clear. But, you know, but the idea was that to please him.
Ali čistoća je bilo tu, kroz taj koncept da se želi zadovoljiti Prabhupada, iako nije bilo baš najjasno koji je
Prabhupada. I walked in the temple the first moment and I was not intending to join.
Ja sam došao.
This is mess here. Just a pile of shoes in front of the door was a little bit discouraging, you know.
Ja sam došao prvi put u hram, nisam se namjeravao pridružiti.
First the devotee came down the stairs, looked at me, and he was going, Prabhupada ki jai! And then he just left, and I was going, this.
Tama ta hrpa cipela pred vratima je bilo obeshrabrujuće, onda jedan bakta došao niste pence, Prabhupada ki jai! Ja sam ono, ja sam
gledao što. I came out of the bathroom next minute. I was still standing in the door. He just shaved. Hansa Tuta, you know, he just shaved.
I onda...
They don't shave his head. And he came out, and I never saw anybody like this. It was like a, you know, like some really heavy yogi coming down from Himalaya. He had this face, you know, with his teeth coming out, and, you know.
And
he just came out, and... He kind of cut himself a little bit. There was a little blood running down his head.
I onda je on izašao iz kupovane, izgledao kao jogi koji silazi sa Himalaja, malo je posikao glavu, curla je krv.
And I was just... Oh! And he sat down in front of me.
I on je sjeo ispred mene.
So heavily that I sit down too, you know.
To je bilo tako...
He looked me straight in the eyes.
Da sam i ja sjeo i pogledao me pravo u oči.
50 euros.
You know, he looked straight in my eyes and he said, we are not this body.
Pogledao me ravno u oči i rekao, mi nismo ovo tijelo.
I said, maybe he's not the body, but me.
Ja sam mislio, možda on nije tijelo, ali ja.
And he said, tomorrow come the Sankirtan devotees.
Kaže, sutra dolaze Sankirtan devotees.
They did.
i došli su.
Just bunch of guys, you know, just with suitcases dashing in the door and "Sagina Kija!"
To je hrpa, hrpa momaka koji su letli kroz vrata s koferima i viču "Sankirtan Kija!"
Of course, this is a good preaching for 18 years old kid coming in the door like me.
Naravno, to je dobro preaching za nekoga koji ima 18 godina, kao što sam ja.
But I joined.
Ali ja sam se pridružio.
I joined because I knew I must.
Pridružio sam se jer sam znao da moram.
These people were so dedicated.
Ti su ljudi bili tako predani.
To die for Prabhupada, you know.
Bili su spremni umrijeti za Prabhupada.
This one wasn't really a big issue to die for Prabhupada.
Stvarno to nije bilo nešto strašno umrijeti za Prabhupada.
Zero fear in the air.
Znači nije bilo
zero concern for one's, you know, social and economical future. You know,
bilo je nulta zabrinutost za ekonomsku sigurnost i budućnost.
Nothing about philosophy, but it was so impressive. I never saw people like this.
Nismo ništa znali o filozofiji, ali bilo je tako impresivno vidjeti takve ljude.
So I had to join.
Morao sam se pridružiti.
I'm not saying we have to replay it in all detail yet, you know, with all running blood and everything.
Ne kažem da moramo ponoviti sve te detalje sa krv, sa krvlju koja curi i to.
But the purpose was pure.
Ali svrha je bila čista. Namjera je bila čista.
Cannot replace it with thousand other sub programs.
To se ne može zamijeniti sa tisuću drugih podprograma.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything. One point it was said that people aren't reading the books.
Jedna poanta je rečeno da ljudi ne čitaju knjige.
A generation ago people had hardly in this part of the world people had hardly heard of reincarnation or karma.
Jednu generaciju u prošlost ljudi u ovim područjima jedva da su bili čuli za karmu i reinkarnaciju.
Now, pretty much even the old woman in the village has heard of it now.
Sada su čak i ove starice u selu za to čule.
And many people believe in it.
I mnogi ljudi u to vjeruju.
Where's that coming from?
A odakle to dolazi?
Any suggestions?
Neki imate li nekih
predloga?
Ko propagira te stvari?
It's only from Prabhupada's books.
To je samo iz Prabhupadovih knjiga.
It's bogus that people aren't reading the books.
To nije tačno da ljudi ne čitaju knjige.
This couldn't have happened unless people were reading Prabhupada's books. No one's who is propagating reincarnation karma.
To se nije moglo desiti da ljudi ne čitaju Prabhupadove knjige. Ko propagira karmu i reinkarnaciju?
Definitely people are reading books.
Ljudi definitivno čitaju knjige.
Some people who even if 100 people don't read and one person reads and becomes a devotee, or even if 1,000 or 10,000, that's great.
Čak i ako stotinu njih ili hiljadu ili deset tisuća ne čita, jedan pročita i postane bhakta, to je odlično.
Prabhupada wasn't mistaken when he said there's no better way of preaching Krishna consciousness than distributing his books.
Prabhupada nije pogriješio kada je rekao da ne postoji bolji način propovjedanja od dijeljenja njegovih knjiga.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
On je tačno znao šta radi.
We don't.
A mi ne znamo.
Better we follow him.
Zato bolje da slijedimo njega. Do toddlers get bad karma if parents give them grains and ekadashi? Da li mala djeca stječu lošu karmu ako im roditelji daju žitarice na ekadashi?
No.
Ne.
Hari Bhakti Vilasa says that from the age of 8 to 80 it should be followed.
Hari Bhakti Vilasa kaže da od dobi od 8 godina do 80 trebamo slijediti ekadashi.
Yeah, the next question. Okay, 50 euros.
50 Catch
eura. Them.
Naplatite taksu.
Give them 10 sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Dajte im 10 kompleta Chaitanya Charitamrita.
We should enforce this actually. I mean people laugh when they say this, but unless you enforce it then the cell phones keep on going on.
Trebali smo to zaista i provesti, jer ovako se svi smiju, ali ako zaista provedemo to...
You have to catch them and take them on, that's the only way. Otherwise the cell phones will keep on going on.
Zašto onaj tko otkrije griješnika mora podijeliti njegovu sudbinu, kao što je rečeno u Bhagavatamu 1.17.22? Why the one who reveals the sinner must share his destiny as it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.17.22.
Let me answer that.
the cat or the bull was being beaten by the shudra, and he was asked who did it.
Znači, bika je tukao šudra i pitano je ko je to učinio.
And therefore he went through the complicated philosophical process by which ultimately he reached the conclusion that we'd have to blame it on Krishna because he's the doer.
I onda se prošlo kroz tešku filozofsku diskusiju i onda se došlo do zaključka da moramo kriviti Krishnu, on je iza svega.
Well, actually there are five factors and Krishna is always one of the factors.
Postoji pet činilaca, a vaš Krishna je uvijek jedan od tih pet činilaca.
But I don't know about, it doesn't say revealing the sinner, it means to blame the sinner, the person who's perpetuating or perpetrating the act against you, to blame him.
Znači ovdje neka u stvari nije rečeno otkriti grešnika, nego okriviti grešnika.
But the devotees know, ultimately, that if anything happens to them, it has to be under Krishna's direction.
Jer bhakte znaju, ako im se bilo što desi, to mora biti pod kontrolom Krišne.
And tate nukam pamasu samikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvak vapubhirvi dadamanaste trivete yo bhakti sadayabhak. They know that if they're suffering some reaction, it's due to their own past misdeeds.
Znaju ako pate zbog neke reakcije, to je zbog njihovih prošlih pogrešnih djela.
Otherwise, and Krishna is arranging for their purification.
I onda Krishna uređuje njihovo pročišćenje.
Therefore, to blame the other person.
Stoga kriviti neku drugu osobu.
And not to recognize one's own part in what's happening.
I ne prepoznati svoju vlastitu ulogu u onome što se dešava.
Means that the valuable lesson that one will learn of tolerance.
Znači da je jedna vrijedna lekcija koju osoba treba naučiti o toleranciji.
And fixing one's mind upon Krishna instead and continuing on with one's devotional service.
I da treba ufiksirati svoj um na Krishnu i nastaviti sa predanim služenjem.
Will probably be forgotten.
Je vjerovatno ta lekcija vjerovatno zaboravljena.
Rather than wasting our time trying to figure out exactly who's the perpetrator.
Iz toga mjesta da gubimo svoje vrijeme da shvatimo ko je počinitelj.
And why they're doing this to us.
I zašto nam to rade?
Generally we should just tolerate.
Jednostavno općenito trebamo samo tolerirati.
Try to find out what Krishna wants us to do under these circumstances.
I trebamo saznati što Krishna želi da učinimo u tim okolnostima.
Then react as Krishna's servant rather than as a reflex to our material problems.
I trebamo reagirati kao Krišnin sluga, a ne kao refleks na naš materijalni problem.
Then jivete yad bhakti sadai sadayabhak. Then one will actually become the inheritor of Krishna's mercy.
I tada će osoba u stvari postati primatelj Krišnine milosti.
Because the mind won't deviate from Krishna, it'll remain in Krishna. The mind, one's consciousness won't deviate from
tada,
service to Krishna.
Tada odnosno svjesnost osobe neće skrenuti od služenja Krishne.
It's like people who try to figure out who they were in their last lifetime.
Tako ljudi pokušavaju shvatiti na primjer ko su bili u svom prošlom životu.
And if they found out in their last lifetime they were a frog, what would they do?
I ako saznaju da su u svom prošlom životu bili žaba, šta će onda učiniti?
What does it matter whether you were a frog or you were Napoleon?
Kakva svrha da saznaš da li si bio žaba ili Napoleon?
The question is what you're doing in this lifetime.
Pitanje je šta radiš sa svojim životom,
so you don't become a frog in your next one.
Tako da ne postaneš žaba u sljedećem životu. Hare Krishna, what is the reason that we hear about book distribution as a main is connectivity or the importance of books only in Lika camp? Hare Krishna.
What was the end?
Only on Lika camp.
What?
Koji je razlog zašto slušamo o dijeljenju knjiga kao glavnoj aktivnosti u Iskonu i važnosti knjiga samo na ličkom kampu?
This is one of these questions which already has a pre-written answer to it.
To je jedno od onih pitanja koje vam sugerira odmah odgovor.
But I will, if I am supposed to answer it at all, I will try to answer it. I'm not going to go along the pre-written answer.
Ako već trebam odgovoriti, ja ću odgovoriti, ali neću slijediti taj odgovor koji se implicira.
No, there are more places where book distribution is glorified.
Ima još mjesta gdje se slavi dijeljenje knjiga.
In Europe.
U Europi.
But even in Europe you have to look.
Ali u Europi isto trebate tražiti.
It doesn't come automatically.
To ne dolazi automatski.
Sometimes young bhaktas ask me, what's the difference between the time you joined and today?
Nekada me bhakti pitaju, kako je razlika između vremena kad si se ti pridružio i sada?
Yeah, there is difference on this point.
Naravno, postoji razlika u ovoj poanti.
I got it served right away in a doorway before I walked even in a temple.
Ja sam dobio knjigu prije nego što sam ušao u hram uopšte.
It was clear what to do.
Nije mi bilo jasno što da radim.
And it was the last thing I wanted to do.
I to je bila zadnja stvar koju sam želio
raditi. It was the last thing I planned to do.
To je zadnja stvar koju sam planirao raditi.
Because everybody was doing it.
Jer svi su to radili.
So what could I do?
Šta sam mogao uraditi?
Could go home to mama.
Mogao sam ići kući mami.
That was easy.
To je bilo lako.
And I understand today we have in this regard different days.
Znači, shvatam, danas imamo različite dane u pogledu ovoga.
But why to lose the basis?
Ali zašto izgubiti osnovu?
You know, yeah. It's like you grow a garden and the water system breaks down. You grow a garden, you know, and then the watering system breaks down.
To je kao kada uzgajate povrće, onda vam se pokvari sistem za navodnjavanje.
So it grew nicely, but then it dries out.
Sve je lijepo raslo, onda
se osuši. The water is gone.
Jer osnova, voda je nestala.
And I dare to say here publicly that if you abandon the book distribution, this movement will not flourish.
I usuđujem se ovdje javno reći, bez dijeljenja knjiga ovaj pokret neće cvjetati.
It will dissolve into something else.
On će se pretvoriti u nešto drugo.
Guaranteed.
To je garantirano.
Not just by distributing, but by reading these books. It's kind of connected. When you don't read them, you don't distribute them. When you don't distribute them, you don't read them.
I ne samo dijeljenjem, nego i čitanjem. Jer kad ih ne čitate, onda ne dijelite. Ako ne dijelite, ne čitate. To je povezano.
And I know all the areas in Europe where to come across a quote from Prabhupada is really a rare thing.
I ono, naići na citat Prabhupada u Europu, pa to je stvarno rijetka stvar.
You know, because so much talk about anything else but Prabhupada.
Toliko se govori o svim drugim stvarima osim o Prabhupada.
So I don't want to make this to a like you have to come to Liga to hear about book distribution.
Ja ne želim sad ovo pretvoriti u govor, ono, morate doći u Ligu da čujete o dijeljenju knjiga.
But the faith into that fact that book distribution is the basis of this movement got largely diminished. It's a fact.
Ali ta činjenica da je dijeljenje knjiga osnova ovoga pokreta se jako umanjila.
So what shall we do? We have just to try to revive it again.
I šta da radimo? Moramo to ponovo oživjeti.
It's not, you know, up to some bunch of old dying guys like me. It's up to everybody.
Nije to samo do nekih starih umirućih momaka kao što sam ja.
And I see new bhaktas coming who are getting it.
I vidim nove bhakte koji dolaze, koji to stiču.
They're getting it right.
Oni su pravilno shvatili.
Only one or two like this, there will be more.
Ako ih je samo jedan ili dva takvih, bit će ih onda još.
There was once upon a time, 10 years ago, there was one devotee in a whole Germany who had faith that book distribution has to survive.
Prije 10 godina u Njemačkoj je bio samo jedan bhakta koji je bio uvjeren da dijeljenje knjiga mora preživjeti.
He was going alone out, you know.
Išao je sam napolje.
And soon he met some boy, he wanted to do it too.
I uskoro je sreo nekog dečka koji isto to htio raditi.
There were two.
I onda su bili dvojica.
Was no support from ISKCON whatsoever to save book distribution in Germany 10 years ago.
Prije 10 godina nisu imali nikakve podrške od ISKCON-a da spasu dijeljenje knjiga.
At least there was no obstacle.
Barem nije bilo prepreka.
There was nothing.
Nije bilo ničega.
And now Germany has, you know, on Janmashtami you can see there is 10 Sankirtan vans standing in front of the door.
A na Janmashtami možete vidjeti 10 Sankirtan kombija parkiranih ispred vrata.
Because they saw, oh, he is doing this, oh. I have to do it too. Ah, he's in bliss. Look how he's so in bliss by distributing Prabhupada's books. I want that bliss too, you know.
Da, on je tako blažen dijelići Prabhupadove knjige. Ja želim to blaženstvo.
People join because of that bliss.
Ljudi se pridružuju zbog tog blaženstva.
So I would rather
instead of spending days of analyzing what went wrong, I would say, let's get one, give him all support so he can distribute books. He becomes blissful, he will make another one blissful, and it goes.
Ja bih, like ja sada provedemo vrijeme ovdje analizirajući šta je krenulo krivo, ja bih rekao, nađimo jedno koji želi dijeliti knjige, dajmo mu svu podršku, jer on će onda dovesti još jednoga i od tada ide, od tuda to ide.
I could say much more on this, but this is just going to be very controversial.
Mogao bi reći puno toga, ali bit će kontroverzno.
It takes everybody, all the leaders, everybody, to go in the same direction. When you preach this, and you try to live it,
znači potrebno...
Pranam Maharaj, you still go out, isn't it? I hear it all the time. You were in Finland, right?
Yeah.
I came to Finland shortly after him.
Došao sam
Finland. The first thing the devotee stopped me. You know, he did 13 books here in a shopping street, you know? Yeah.
Došao sam Finsku nakon njega, rekli su mi bakte, on je podijelio 13 knjiga na...
If I would ask them, what did he say in a lecture, was some deep philosophical point, I don't think they would remember.
Da sam pitao da li je na lekciji rekao neke duboke filozofske poante, mislim da se ne bi sjetili.
But they all remember, he was in a shopping street with us, distributing, you know?
Ali rekli su svi, da, on je bio s nama u Sankirtanu, dijelio knjige.
This is just honesty, which is needed.
To je jednostavno potreba, iskreno to je potreba.
It was minus 20, I was with them, I did 5 books or something like this, in 1 hour, we were just 1 hour, it was so cold.
Bilo je minus 20, bili smo samo sat vremena vani, ja sam podijelio samo 5 knjiga.
You know? And they were all running around this, there was piles of snow like this, they were running up and down, you know.
Bilo su ogromne hrpe snijega i svi strčali gore dole.
And they come around the corner and they saw, hey, he did a book, you know, and then they run again, you know.
I onda bi naš trčali do ćoška i pogledali, ovo on je podijelio knjigu, onda bi on opet trčali.
And next to me was the present GBC.
Pored mene je bio sadašnji GBC.
Tatovada Prabhu.
Tatovada Prabhu.
He is the next one.
On je sljedeći.
GBC, let's go out.
GBC, hajmo van.
He's doing it since 15-20 years.
On to radi već 20 godina.
Brahmachari, didn't change one cent.
Znači nije se promijenio ni sekunde.
You know, so it's very simple.
To je vrlo jednostavno.
See, that's an example, then you go out.
Kad idete takve primjer, onda idete van.
He will see, oh, he is the authority, GBC. He's going out. Okay, then, you know, I have to go out too, you know.
Kada mladi bakta vide, on je autoritet, GBC ide van, pa moram i ja ići van.
And you will have the same book distribution like before, even better.
I onda ćete imati isto dijeljenje knjiga kao i prije, čak i bolje.
We had so much obstacles in Germany. We were distributed, you know, with so many books, being chased by the police like rabbits.
Znači, mi smo u Njemačku imali toliko prepreka, stalno nas je ganjala policija kao zečeve.
Our Bhakta program started with like this.
Naš Bhakta program počinja ovako.
There is three kinds of police.
Postoje tri vrste policajaca.
It was the introduction to the German Bhakta program.
To je početak njemačkog Bhakta programa.
Until today, I'm so damaged when I go on Sankirtan, I run.
Ja sam toliko oštećen time da kad izađem u Sankirtan, stalno trčim.
German devotees, those days, there was nobody walking, we measured it. There was nobody walking less as 40 to 50 kilometers a day.
Mi smo mjerili, tada niko nije hodao dnevno manje od 40 do 50 kilometara.
So you had to move, where's the police?
Stalno su morali biti u pokretu, gdje je policija?
Now? In Germany?
Sada, u Njemačkoj.
They drag these trolleys, you know, these big bags on wheels, and they tie it to the pole.
Sada vuku ta velika kolica sa sobom, onda svežu i za stub, i onda stoje tamo cijeli dan.
If I would do it 1979, I would be in 5 minutes in a police station, including the bag.
Da sam to radio 79, ja bi za 5 minuta završio na policiji zajedno sa torbom knjiga.
And people just come and they go, yeah, you know. I always tell the stories. I distribute 1 year ago in Mannheim. This is the town I first time was standing on the street.
Ovo je bio prvi put prije godinu dana u Mannheimu da sam stajao na ulici.
And I was in a shopping street, you know, and suddenly a policeman on a bike, you know, came.
And
the old reflex came up. You know.
I onda je stari refleks se pojavio.
And I said, no, it's 2009 or something.
Ne, sad je 2009, čekaj.
So I just kept on distributing and he was heading straight for me with the bike.
Išao pravo prema meni sa motorom.
And I was going, okay, let's see what happens, you know.
No, da vidimo šta će se desiti.
And he just came passing me by.
I on je samo prošao pored mene.
And he noticed I'm focused on him.
I onda je vidio da sam ja fokusiran na njega.
And he just passed me by parked the bike in front of the entrance of the shopping house.
I onda je parkirao motor ispred ulaza u prodavnicu.
Because he was going shopping.
Jel je išao u kupovinu?
And he turned around, looked at me, and he said, "Keep on going."
I onda se nastavio, krenuo se prema meni i rekao, samo nastavi.
And I was going, "Oh, this is Germany 2009."
Da, ovo je Njemačka 2009.
You know what the East think they have devotees? Paradise on earth.
To je za bakte raj na zemlji sada.
So much. This is German tourist dropping in a door.
Njemački turisti vam upadaju kroz vrata ovdje.
When I see the stream of this, I can read the number plates quite well. I know in Germany which town they come from.
I mogu čitati tablice njemačke, znam iz kojih su gradova.
I was saying, oh, maybe I should stay with Murari, you know, for a while and just make a roadblock here, you know.
I onda razmišljam, možda bi trebao ostati kod Murarija i napraviti ovdje blokadu na cesti.
If I make a little roadblock, you know, and I just slow the traffic down, you know.
Možda neku malu blokadu na cesti da malo uspore.
Because they don't believe this road leads to Lipčička jezera. They got lost. It's Croatia, you know. It's a countryside with holes in it. And this is supposed to be a big tourist, you know, attraction. And the road, like, in some his backyard, you know.
Jel on se voze ovome cestom, ja gledam njihovo lice, oni jednostavno misle da su izgubljeni.
It's perfect.
Oni misle da su izgubljeni, jednostavno ne vjeruju da ova cesta vodi na...
I would get a pile of prospects from Liptička jezera, you know. Maybe they will give it to me when I go there. And I will have this in one hand and going, "Liptička jezera, yes, here, and here, you know."
Znači, mogao bi uzeti prospekte Plitičke jezera i onda to dao ti im, da, Plitička jezera, onda usputi knjigu.
Slowly, you know, spaced out, you know.
Znači, svi voze polako, svi su izgubljeni.
Even the Germans look humble here. That's
čak i Njemci ovdje izgledaju ponizno.
Germans looking humble, yes.
Kad Njemac izgleda ponizno, to je nešto, izgubljeni su.
There was today one devotee with Prasadambek, you know.
I tu treba biti bakta, tu je jučer bio jedan bakta sa Prasadomom i...
Unless I guess the police wouldn't stop me, you know, that I'm obstructing the traffic. They are gone out of their, you know, countries, lost.
Oni su van svoje zemlje izgubljeni.
Hare Krishna, you know, in the middle of the jungle.
Hare Krishna u sred džungle, onda vide.
So now for something practical.
Prvi put nešto praktično.
Where's the sets?
Gdje je komplet?
Okay, show us how it's done. You've got a whole room full of people
here. Pokaži nam kako se to radi, imaš puno Serbo. They all know Serbo,
well, most of them know Serbo Croatian.
I said, Maharaj, last time, because you mentioned, so we already had a little presentation here with the sets.
Već smo imali malu prezentaciju.
And I mentioned this story from Krk, you know, when I was last time leaving.
Kad sam prošli put odlazio odavde, ispričao sam već tu priču.
Možda
ima novih ljudi ovdje.
I know, this is a hook on this. Everybody goes... Serbo-Croatian, you know.
Znam da je ovo problem.
But that's exactly what the lady told me in a shop in the Krk.
I to mi je gospođa rekla u
and inside
u
there were some few shops on the bottom floor. So I just passed by.
Ja
and I had what I'm saying. And
sam.
I just walked in the shop. And then the lady was nice. I could see it. It was like she was nice.
Fina je gospođa bilo, vidio sam
but
to odmah u prodavnici.
But when she looked at the book, she was going, no.
Kad je pogledala knjiga, rekla je ne.
And I knew. I told him, Serbo-Croatian. Huh? He said... She said, "You know this language, when I read it, when I hear it, it remembers me on all the horrible things I had to see."
Kada čitam taj jezik, to me podsjeća na sve grozne stvari.
These books are very special.
Ja sam rekao, ove knjige su jako posebne.
Because they are written in Serbo-Croatian for the purpose to show that you are neither Serbs or neither Croatian.
I one su napisane srpsko-hrvatskom da pokažu da vi niste ni Srbi, ni Hrvati. Onda se počelo smijati.
You know, because you see, we are not this body, we are actually soul. She was very nice, she picked it
vi
up
niste
immediately.
Tijelo, vi ste duša.
So we are not Croatians, we are not Serbians, so it's written in both languages that both can read about in these books, because the content is that we are not Croatians and not Serbians, and so it's written for both, they can read. And she just started to laugh. She said, like, she said, it sounded like we invented Serbo-Croatian, so we can, you know, she just started to laugh. You're talking nonsense.
Yes,
I do, but you know, the point is that these books show you that you are not, and then and she started to get curious, and at the end she said, okay, I will take it, you know, because, you know, but it is actually a fact. It was written a mood for Serbs and Serbo-Croatian, but actually the content is all garbage. We are not this body, you know. We are not Serbs and we are not Croatians. which was a very pleasant thing to hear from her, because she knew the root of this whole fighting was that they were thinking they are Serbs and Croatians. And here in this book you have evidence they are not. So, you know, that she was, it was just a joke, you know, what I told her like this.
Znači ja sam toj gospođi ispričao to kao šalu, jednostavno da su knjige napisane srpsko-hrvatskom, da bi mogli čitati Srbi i Hrvati, i da
je jednostavno
trebamo shvatiti da nismo ni Srbi ni Hrvati.
You know, into libraries or whatever, or, you know, this is, I don't know the local circumstance, I just know if there's a sincere thought, there's 20,000 of these in a book lager.
Postoji 20,000 ovih knjiga na skladištu.
I can assure you they can go out, and I mentioned this in my presentation, there's a danger to it, they will be burnt or scrapped.
Znači postoji opasnost da će te knjige biti spaljene ili jednostavno reciklirane, to je
Prabhupada's books.
But
I got also very upset when I heard this first time.
But Brahmoda
Prabhu explained to me that they are occasions, and they are like, especially Russia, that was the issue. I traveled all the Russian book lagers. I know after 10 years ago what a problem that was, and that if you scrap the books and from the money you get you print new books up to date here for devotees which they can right away distribute, he found it somewhat justified. Even the BBT trustees, of course, there was meetings on this, it is not his single action, but still, why to do this?
Jer to je bio problem u Rusiji, ako reciklirate knjige, možete dobiti novac za njih, štampati nove knjige koje se mogu dijeliti.
Ali
to je problem koji je i BBT raspravljao o tome na sastanci.
So Maharaj, you wanted to make some action?
Yeah. You can take the books. It's not a very sophisticated presentation. But who would like to take the set of books?
You want to put them on the spot?
Yeah.
So,
you're taking one? I'm taking one. Lokesh is taking 9. Gaurchandran is taking 3. Okay, come and get them. Bring the sets. Let's do it. Everyone in the room. Oh, well, can we give one as like a kind of show?
Well, we just
get
know
people inspired.
Right there.
It's written down already.
Yeah, but if we give it and we make, you know, a little action, and then other people feel like coming and get it, we can sign one book each. Where are the books? Lokesh wants to take 9 sets of books. And who had their cell phone go off? Maybe 50 euros is a bit much. 20. If it's 50, it's a bit extreme. Oh. The older people, yeah. The younger people also know. Get something. Let's have some books now. Come
There's
on.
Some books there, right there.
Yeah, money that can you pass it. Okay, we all have to sign it. 36 kuna. Yeah, please open it. It's very well. 36 kuna or 5 euros. Have any Czechs, Croatians in Czech? You have any Croatians living in Czech, like there are Czechs living in Croatia? Oh, they won't take it because they... Oh. Okay, I'm signing it.
Please sign it.
Can we get some more pens and then we can get over and get some action?
Something like that.
No, we'll give you one symbolically and then you can take the rest later. Can we get some more pens?
Take money.
Nice. Yeah, who's taking nice. The money? Where's Siddhi Sadhana? It's his department, right? We'll get you. Hey, come on, you're BBT.
He calls him, we're looking for him, we cannot find him 1 hour. I don't know.
Okay, can you coordinate this? Take a list of who's taking books? Yeah, but someone should make a list who's taking books. You're doing that? Okay. Okay. Manida Prabhu? Oh, he signed it already.
Think about
so Lokesh Prabhu is taking 9 sets. Yeah.
Lokesh uzima 9 setova.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is one symbolic book. Then
just 20,000 quite a number.
For me? No.
No, the thing is we don't have books here now.
Okay.
We'll deliver to you. 20,000. We're just making. Yeah, you can tell.